Good morning, Rita. I'm here to interview Rita McNeil. Rita, could we begin by asking you where you were born, when you were born, and what was your name at birth?
I was born in 1930, and my name was Strassmann, Strassmann. I was born in Hanover, and I lived there till the Germans kicked me out.
Right. So could you tell us a little about your early life? What do you remember?
I was 9 when I left. I remember clearly going to Jewish school, going to synagogue with my mother. My father, I don't know what happened to him. They lived apart. They didn't live together. They weren't divorced. It wasn't allowed in those days. But I didn't know my father.
Right, at all.
So I was with my mother, and when the Germans came, took us away.
I see. And what was it like? Were you able to stay in school, in Jewish school, were you?
I was in the Jewish school till I left. And then, of course, they came during the night, took my mother and I in the back of a lorry to a camp, to Alem, which is near Hanover.
And this was in 1939?
Yes.
But you managed to escape. What happened?
My aunt, who looked very German, blonde hair up in a bun thing, and she came and took me out because I had a permit from the Kindertransport. They let me out, and I didn't want to leave my mother. I kept saying, no, I stay. You go, and I'm coming right behind you. I believed her. She never did.
And she didn't survive the war then?
Goodness. Never saw her again.
That must have been traumatic for
you. It was. It was awful.
Awful. And your aunt, did she escape with you? What happened?
She managed to go to Israel with her family. And the family all said, why didn't you take Rita with you? But I wanted to stay with my mother. She kept saying to me, you go and I'll be right behind you. And I believed her. I believed her until I was married.
Is that right? You're still waiting. Do you know why your mother particularly was taken to the camp?
Because she was Jewish.
Just because she was Jewish. I see. And going back to Germany, were you aware, because you were 9 when you left, were you aware how difficult things had become there?
Yes, as Jews we weren't allowed out when the parades passed. We had to wear a Star of David on our arm, and the school was closed, the Jewish school, and I knew things weren't good.
But your mother, she hadn't any way of getting out?
No.
She was stuck, trapped there.